Hello, this is Charlie, and
hi,
you are listening to Sound of the Skill Catch Vibe on 91.5 FM, WFM Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hi.
This week, we have another album-focused show.
Mm-hmm. Very exciting.
You guys know on shows in the past, we've highlighted... last week, we did Joni Mitchell, Miles of Isles.
Mm-hmm, the live album.
The week before that, we did a Turkish...
I wasn't here for that one.
You weren't here for that. No. We did a Turkish, like, psych rock album. And then we also listened to A Love Supreme. And we've done De La Soul a couple times in the past. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. Today, we're going to be listening to two albums, probably. We're going to be listening to Pat Metheny, a couple live songs that I pulled out of the record stacks in here. And then something else, not sure yet.
Yeah,
if you guys have any ideas for full classic albums, we're thinking of something that you've probably heard of before, but maybe never listened to the whole
fully,
album.
Fully, yeah.
Or maybe like a musician that exists at like the peripheries of people's awareness.
Yeah.
Like or an album that exists on the
like that
edge
was
of people's
me
awareness.
With Pat Metheny. Like
you,
I'm very
you didn't
excited
know who Pat Metheny is. Last week we listened to an album
exactly.
by Joni Mitchell that most people have never heard.
Exactly.
This week we're listening to a live Pat Metheny album that I'm guessing
it's always
much
a name that I've
heard
of, but I've never listened to Pat Metheny, so I'm excited to listen to this album.
First we're gonna listen to just a track to get us in the mood. I tricked you. We're listening to Christmas music.
They're cutting down trees. They're putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here. It stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money. Then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long. I would teach my feet to fly. Help me, you know, he put me at ease, and he loved me so not, he made me weak in the knees. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I'm so hard to handle, I'm selfish and I'm sad, now I gone and lost the best baby that I ever had. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to
hope you guys liked that sad Christmas song that we played when we were getting the record ready. But our first real song today is going to be Phase Dancer.
I could skate away on.
This next tune is the title song from my newest record, and this piece is called Watercolors. Thank you.
So, now, whoa, I can't hear myself. But Charlie is flipping the record. Yeah, so we can listen to the other side. So far, so great. Let us know what you think. Yeah, it's a pretty good one. I mean, I don't know. I've never really listened. I think I had like a whole other idea. Like, I didn't even think that Pat Metheny sounded like this. Like, it sounds very, like the name is very, not only that, but also like very, very like Pat Metheny, like Harry Nilsson or like something like that, like not really just mute, like. Anywho's, let's listen to the song. Thank you.
very much. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. That was
Hi.
Pat Metheny Group live in concert.
And it was awesome. Beautiful.
That concert
made Charlie go crazy.
Yeah, I listened to the last song really loud, and when it was like, it made me feel a little crazy. So that was Pat Metheny, Lyle Mays, Mark Egan, and Dan Gottlieb.
You know
Pat
what?
Metheny Group.
You know what? I think this is what Tony Soprano listens to.
Oh, we were having this conversation earlier because me was watching The Sopranos.
I'm obsessed with The Sopranos. Great show for those of you who haven't watched it. I think that's the music that Tony Soprano listens to.
Interesting. Well, this show was recorded August 31st, 1977 at the Great American Music Hall in San Francisco by KJAZ by Bud Spangler, and September 4th, 1977 at Seattle Opera House by KZAM and Rick Hefer. We are not either of those stations. We are mm-hmm. WFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You
yes,
just listened to another full album. We've got a good streak of listening
to
full albums lately.
One.
We're also going to run through, we decided, Speaking in Tongues by Talking Heads.
Mm-hmm.
No, because I guess no one's listening that has any opinions on what we should listen to next.
Yeah, if you guys want to listen to anything specifically, please.
But for next week, because we're going to listen to this one now. If we have any extra time, we'll probably listen to Habibi Funk.
Next week, we're planning on... So I did an interview with Mustard Service last year,
we
which
love
was
Mustard
posted
Service.
On the website, on the WMFO website last year. But I don't know. I don't think too many of our listeners, followers know about it. So we will be airing it next week. Maybe not the full one. I think I'm going to cut out some parts and play some stuff. But yeah, it's a great one.
This Mustard
Hello,
Service.
This is Mustard Service, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
I'm going down.
And he really doesn't sound like that when he talks at all. Like,
well,
at all.
You heard a snippet of their music, and if you like that music, tune in next week if you want to hear them talk about it.
We're going to totally play them next week.
Yeah, we'll play some Mustard Service next week. We
yeah,
also
absolutely.
Maybe
we came
playing
up with a new
some Habibi Funk next week. Because we may have friend of the show, Joe Rosenberg, on to talk about his new obsession with Libyan reggae music.
What a character. I mean, honestly, what you showed me, it was great. It was really cool.
But next up, actually, do you want to read the PSA first?
Yeah, I'll read the PSA. Which PSA?
Which one do you think?
I'm going now.
I'll start it off before you find it, because it's going to take...
Let it, go for it, go for it, you got this.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It's not sharp, or toxic, or flammable.
It could be hiding in a closet, or waiting for you in the basement. It's not sharp, or toxic, or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell into their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Freeform Tufts Community Radio.
Yay!
Whoa! Yeah. Like I said, every time I think about this PSA... Every time I think about this PSA, I think about that one time I was driving past a house in Miami that had a ladder, a very, very tall ladder, just leaning on a tree branch. Just leaning.
It's a little scary.
Very scary, and it didn't even have any other support anywhere. And it was just leaning.
Well, let's listen to Burning Down the House. We'll be back.
Yeah, we'll probably talk in a little bit.
We'll be back when we have to flip the record.
Yeah.
I guess it started a little prematurely.
Watch out. You might get what you're after. Cool babies. Strange but not a stranger. Everybody, get in line.
Nothing can come between us. Nothing gets you down. Nothing strikes your fancy. Nothing turns you on. You don't have to wait for more instructions. No one makes a monkey out of me. We lie on our backs, feet in the air, rest in relaxation, rocket to my brain. We'll be right back.